America weekend.
Pose for the camera, pose. Let me snapshot our picture for me.
Welcome back to America Weekend. I'm Ed Kalenge.
And I'm Carrie DeFalco.
Do you Snapchat?
Okay, so I was told I have to Snapchat for business, so I downloaded it.
Told you have to?
Yes, by my marketing team.
Okay.
And I don't understand it to save my life.
Mm.
I looked at it and I went, okay, now what?
I can't figure out how to use the damn thing.
Yes, so older apps kind of came with instructions where it would like walk you through what to do.
Yes.
Apparently, the millennials are so in tune with their phones now that they don't need this. They just automatically, look at that. It's a camera. I should take a picture of myself and send it to the world.
And now what do I do with this picture? How do I do this? How do I look at other people? How do I get more people to look at me? I can't figure it out. I don't understand it to save my life.
Maybe
this is one of the reasons why they're taking it out of the phone and they're putting it into your glasses.
Yeah.
Now, what Snapchat is, for those of you that don't know, it's social media that simply is a series of 10-second videos that go up there and they're on your social media site, your Snapchat page, so to speak, for 24 hours.
Right.
So it's just little 10-second vignettes. So you need to take your phone out and it uses your camera app, blah, 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 and it takes care of the whole thing. Now, what they're doing is they're making sunglasses with a built-in camera so you can literally Snapchat your entire life in 10-second segments and post it for your Snapchat followers to see. Why do we need to be this in tune with Snapchat?
Someone told me that because Snapchat really is popular with the younger crowd, the 20-somethings, maybe the early 30-somethings.
Those whippersnappers.
Those young kids.
Yes.
It's the throwaway generation. Everything's, that's cool. Now what's up to the next thing? So that's why this love of Snapchat where, it supposedly disappears. I think they also think they can't get themselves in trouble that way.
That's true. You know what? That's right. Because if you do something stupid or drunk or with somebody who you're not really dating and somebody else or whatever, and you're seen with the wrong person, it disappears.
Right.
There's no trace.
Unless someone takes a screen grab of their phone.
Very good point. Have you ever done such a thing?
No, because really I can't understand the Snapchat. That's not my grandmother. She used to call it the MTV.
You're watching those videos on the MTV.
She told me when MTV came to Seaside Heights, she said, kids, did you know that the MTV has Down the Shore?
Wow. And it's in color. Wow. It's in living color. That's amazing.
God bless her. She was the best.
That's her. The old MTV. Wow.
There you go.
All right,
anyways.
So what they do is they put this tiny wireless camera into the sunglasses capable of recording a day's worth of snaps on a single charge.
Wow.
Yeah. All right. So you're going to stand there and be tapping your glasses all day to keep recording everything in your life. First of all, how self-absorbed must you be if you think that anyone is going to want to watch all of your activities
for a single day?
Really? And what type of person then would sit down and not actually decide to go out and experience life themselves, but instead sit and watch your or anybody's Snapchats all day long? Why?
The other side of it, though, I'm kind of looking at this and I'm thinking, rather than people always being behind their phone, at least they're still looking at a person or looking at a view or nothing drives me more crazy than people will stand, at the edge of the Grand Canyon. And instead of sitting there and taking in the natural wonder that you're sitting in front of, you're behind your phone taking a selfie, trying not to fall off the edge.
Yes.
So maybe with the glasses, it's like, oh, I'm still looking at it, but I just tapped this button and I got a recording of what I'm already looking at and taking in.
And can you imagine if people decide to do this while they're driving, per se? All of a sudden, you're driving along and we're Snapchatting that the woman in front of you just cut you off. And that's not such a good thing. So,
no.
You know what? All these things that now we can do in the car that are so inherently dangerous.
Yeah.
This is one of them. Nah, see, that's what's scary about this whole thing. Now, will this be successful? I say no, because do you remember all the hullabaloo about Google Glass?
Yeah.
And you know what? Google Glass came and Google Glass went, because no, you don't need to be watching YouTube videos as you're walking down the street. That's what that means.
Yeah. Although I'm not sure if these are just the camera installed in the glasses. I don't know that you're watching anything otherwise.
No, you're not watching. No, this is different from Google Glass in that respect. But the whole idea is, do we need this level of connectivity where you really are having everything just built onto your head now? You actually had to grab your phone from your pocket, from your backpack, whatever. But now it's just going to be so easy. And again, the whole idea about Snapchat, what can you do in 10 seconds? Think about the stuff you do with your food stuff.
Right.
You need more than 10 seconds to flesh anything out. How superficial is 10 seconds? It's incredibly superficial.
That is the average American attention span these days, too.
Isn't that sad?
Yeah.
It really is.
Sound bites have to be 10 seconds.
Wow. Like. Which means that people tuned out of this 10 seconds into this, and they're gone.
And they're gone.
They're just gone.
They're checked out.
They're Snapchatting right now. Every millennial.
These two fools.
These two fools. You know what? That'll be the challenge. Instead of going from 11 and 6 minute full segments on the show, we'll be doing 10 second segments. Wow. This is America. What? And that'll be it.
And that's it.
And it'll just be gone. So do you see yourself buying a pair of these glasses? I say no.
Not at $130 a pop.
$130 too. And if there are pictures you can see online. They're not very attractive. They look like some freebie that you got somewhere. They don't look good.
Oh, they're like the glasses you get at a wedding that the DJ throws
at
you?
Yes, yes, yes.
The sick thing is those are very popular in style.
They are, and that's why Snapchat has chosen them to be the next fashion statement of the world. It is time to simply tie a towel around your head, hide under your bed, and not come out for 20 years. Stay with us. More to come. I'm Ed Kalenge.
And I'm Kara DeFalco.
And this is America Weekend from the Envision Radio Network.
America Weekend.
Order in the court.
This is Attorney Jay Coleman with The Final Verdict. Diane had just paid her fare on a city bus and was beginning to sit down when it pulled away from the curb. She fell and hurt her back, so she sued the city for her pain and injuries. But in court, the city proved that the bus was operating in a safe manner because the driver did not swerve dangerously away from the curb. Who do you think won this case? The final verdict after this.
Just because you don't have time to read a book doesn't mean you can't enjoy stories about artists and groups that you love. To discover a whole new world of audiobooks and hear the stories that made the music, visit HappylandAudio.com. That's HappylandAudio.com.
Although it was proven that the driver didn't swerve dangerously, it is still the driver's duty to wait until Diane had a chance to sit down before moving the bus. Diane won, and that's the final verdict.
Now, cheap psych tricks with Dr. Buff.
And Dr. Buff here. So does your child like to be tickled? Well, it can do wondrous bonding things. Here's what a physiological tickle is and the science of it. First, a tickle is any attempt to defend the body's vulnerable parts, and you can't tickle yourself. Well, maybe a little. Second, only when the tickler is perceived as harmless will a person enjoy a tickle. What's the cheap psychological trick? When you tickle your child, they trust you. They believe you. They believe you will not harm them. They are surrendering themselves to you. They laugh because they love you. Between parent and child, this is an inviolate trust. Do it right, and it can facilitate a lifetime of love and bonding. Do it wrong, cross the line, and a simple tickle can turn into a lifetime of separation. Check out my book, Cheap Psychological Tricks for Parents, at drbuff.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 888-359-MY-TV.